You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I have a frame shop and do all kinds of paintless dent repairs, which I had a kid walk down the block here and hitting with his fist every vehicle that he passed. And everybody had a dent in the side of their vehicle.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know,
so
kids don't have enough to do these days.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but you know, back I guess in the 90s when they from the 80s to the 90s when they finally got rid of chrome bumpers, and now these bumpers are these fiberglass, and just a tap is, you know, is a $3,000 bill.
Can easily run up a huge amount of money. Yeah,
the chrome
And work in handling it. It's a lot of labor involved in replacing a bumper.
Yep.
It seems like it would be a simple kind of a thing, but the way they build cars these days, you have to take the whole back end off of the car if you're going to replace the back bumper.
Sure. Wow. Okay. So Hunterdon Collision is right over there by the high school. I don't know if that has any. I don't know if that's insinuating anything or not, but.
I don't know either. But they offer a discount to students and faculty at Hunterdon, and as well as the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Oh, that's good! Wow,
boys, there, big discount.
So great.
Watch where you go to work.
Yep.
Or go to school.
That's right. All right, so we got Hunterdon Collision, and so they get 8 bays and painting and all that good stuff. Who else did you speak to?
I talked to Integrity Auto Body,
okay,
which is owned by Joe and Susan McCone. They have two locations, one in on 31 in Ringo's and another one on Highway 12 outside Frenchtown.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big operation as well. They do collision work on all domestic and foreign cars, everything from small dents to suspension, as well as painting. They handle the painting as well. They'll only do mechanical repairs, though, only if it is a collision job.
Okay.
So you can't just go to them to replace your filters or get inspected.
So that implies that Hunterdon Collision was doing more? Is that what I'm getting at?
I don't follow you. What?
The Hunterdon Collision was also doing mechanical repairs regardless?
Oh, they'll do, as long as it's related to the collision.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Yeah, but these places are mainly collision places, handling big collision jobs.
Okay.
But they have integrityab.com is their website. And there are a ton of before and after pictures on there, which are interesting to see the work that they've done in the past at the two locations.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we got into the thing about the insurance, which it seems that everybody I talked to said you don't necessarily have to go to the place that your insurance company recommends. You can go to any, according to New Jersey law. So.
Yeah, well, we rarely deal with this, and when we do, we're kind of out of our element in trying to navigate the various entities of the collision and fixing it, and so
all the pieces involved.
Yeah,
yeah.
So a lot of people tend to be intimidated by the insurance company and the insurance adjuster. So.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the collision folks are trying to at least provide a little bit better insight into how to avoid being directed by the insurance company alone.
Yeah.
So. Cool.
The most interesting place that I spoke with was the Olwick Village Garage. I bet you never heard of them.
I know they're up in Olwick, but no, I have not heard of them.
They're in Olwick. I talked to Greg Schmidt. He owns the place, and the place has a history. It goes back more than 40 years, but he just bought it last year. Anyway, they have more technology in that small shop than you'll find anywhere else in the area, if not the state or the nation.
Wow!
It is incredible. They service and repair all kinds of European cars.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work on American cars.
Okay.
But they do Porsche and BMW and Mercedes and Volkswagen and Ferraris and Bentleys, Jaguars, Lamborghinis, you name it. They do it, and they have all the diagnostic computers there, and they are in communication with the manufacturers.
Well, now I know why I haven't heard of them, because I'm not driving any Bentleys or Ferraris.
I'm not driving a Rolls this week.
Not this week, no.
Yeah. But they handle all of these European cars.
Mm-hmm.
They don't handle Japanese or Korean.
There you go.
Or American, but any European car they can they can repair and take care of. Including transmissions. They do the transmission work right there, which is unusual. Most repair shops send transmission work out to another shop that specializes in transmissions.
Right. All right. Well, they're a boutique.
They also have an NASTF. It stands for National Automotive Service Task Force license, which they hold, and that means that if your keys are lost or stolen, you need to talk to them.
Okay.
You can't just go anywhere and get your replacement keys.
Yeah.
And they specialize in that. They have that service available. They also have a gasoline service station. Shell station is there with regular gasoline as well as diesel.
Okay.
Fuel. So yeah. It's an unusual shop right there in Olwick.
Okay. Well, I guess Oldwick's got a ton of customers because...
I suppose the people with the European cars live in that area.
Maybe. Well, good. It's obviously a...
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Don't even say that.
Sorry. I'm just trying to figure out where the just trying to figure out where the writer's motivation comes from. That's all.
Yeah, I just happen to think it's a good time to cover that in early January. Get ready for the year.
All right.
If anything goes wrong, you have a place to go.
Excellent. Appreciate it as always, Al. Have a great week and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you and to everyone listening. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Al. Take care.
Bye.
Al War, Business with Al. Give him a call and listen to what he's got to say regarding collision places. That's a good place to go and find out what you need to do. We're going to take a break and we're going to switch over and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
It's not a surprise that people don't believe that our government's working on their behalf anymore when you have a president that recklessly uses executive authority that the Constitution doesn't provide him.
Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush told Fox News Sunday that Obama's first impulse is to always take rights away from law-abiding citizens. Bush says that he agrees in principle with keeping firearms from criminals, but the president's top-down approach does not create freedom, safety, or security. Bush says that he was successful as Florida governor in working with the state legislature to punish criminals who committed crimes with guns, but also protected the rights of law-abiding citizens. Saudi Arabia is cutting diplomatic ties with Iran after protesters took over the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Demonstrators stormed the Saudi embassy in protest of Saudi Arabia's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. This is USA Radio News.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive price-slashing once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or an Ibanez electric guitar for $129. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine just $29 each, Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boop!
Donald Trump reacts to terror groups continuing to use his comments as propaganda.
They use other people, too. I mean, what am I going to do? I have to say what I have to say. And you know what I have to say? There's a problem.
Trump told CBS's Face the Nation that as long as he continues to lead the Republican presidential candidates and speaks critically of terrorists, they will continue to use his comments.
There's a problem. I bring it up. Other people have called me and they say, well, you have guts to bring it up because, frankly, it's true, but nobody wants to get involved. Now people are getting involved.
A video posted last week by a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda includes a soundbite of Trump's call to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. Democrat Hillary Clinton had suggested that Trump's remarks could be used as a recruiting tool for jihadists. Trump said Bill Clinton was included in a video reportedly produced by ISIS that called the former president a fornicator. The video also includes President Barack Obama, Secretary of State John Kerry, former President George Bush, and U.S. Senator John McCain of Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Donald Trump is taking on Hillary Clinton for playing the woman card. USA's Melody Burkett has more.
It's the only way she may get elected. I mean, frankly, I don't think anybody, personally, I'm not sure that anybody else other than me is going to beat her. And I think she's a flawed candidate.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Trump said Clinton has been pandering to the public and women in particular. The Republican presidential hopeful says he has more respect for women than the former Secretary of State and blamed her in part for the rise of ISIS, the mass migrations of Syrians, and causing tremendous death and destruction with incompetent decisions while Secretary. I'm Melody Burkett.
Photo and video footage is available to the public of the sunken cargo ship El Faro. A video released by the National Transportation Safety Board shows images of the wreckage on the ocean floor. The 47-minute video is available on the NTSB YouTube channel. The El Faro sunk off the coast of Crooked Island in the Atlantic Ocean as it sailed into Hurricane Joaquin last year. If your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, step on that scale every day. New research finds that those that track their weight daily tend to have better results in shedding pounds. Now that's contrary to many previous studies that have found frequent trips to the scale may be discouraging or even mentally draining. New information reveals that those who weigh themselves each day have a better chance to lose significant weight and then keep it off.
The study out of the Duke Global Health Institute also found that there were no negative outcomes from daily checks. I'm Anthony Lucero for USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamber.com. Our first day back in January 2016. Well, we're making history, obviously, because we're in 2016, but we got history to cover. A little history from History.com, which we do every show around 9 o'clock, and so here we go. On this day, January 4th. The lead story is in 1999. On this day, for the first time since Charlemagne's reign in the 9th century, Europe is united with a common currency when the euro debuts as a financial unit in corporate and investment markets. 11 European unions, nations, Austria, Belgium, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, Portugal, and Spain, representing some 290 million people, launched the currency in the hopes of increasing European integration and economic growth, closing at a robust $1.17 U.S. dollars on its first day. The euro promised to give the dollar a run for its money in the new global economy. Euro cash, decorated with architectural images, symbols of European unity, and member state motifs, went into circulation on January 1st, 2002, replacing the Italian shilling, Belgian franc, Finnish marca, French franc, German mark, Italian lira, Irish punt, Luxembourg franc, Netherlands guilder, Portugal escudo, and Spanish peseta. A number of territories and non-union nations, including Monaco and Vatican City, also adopted the euro. Now, ironically, there's been talk, especially with the Portugal, Greece, and Italy crises, that they want to start breaking that up. It's only been 16 years. 1796, on this day, the House of Representatives accepts the colors or flag of the French Revolutionary Republic, proclaiming it the most honorable testimonial of the existing sympathies and affections of the two republics. In 1996, on this day, General Motors announces at the Greater Los Angeles Auto Show it will build an electric car, dubbed the EV1, to be launched in the fall of that year. Now, the EV1 is long gone. We have the Toyota Prius, and now we got the Tesla, right? And lots of other options coming on our way. In 1950, The God That Failed, a collection of essays by six writers and intellectuals who either joined or sympathized with the communist cause before renouncing the ideology, is published by Harper's. In 1896, 6 years after Wilford Woodruff, president of the Mormon Church, issued his manifesto, Reforming Political, Religious, and Economic Life in Utah, the territory is admitted into the Union as the 45th state. In 1974, President Richard Nixon refuses to hand over tape recordings and documents that had been subpoenaed by the Senate Watergate Committee, marking the beginning of the end of his presidency. Nixon would resign from office in disgrace 8 months later. In 1987, Spanish guitar great Andres Segovia arrives in the United States for his final American tour. He died 4 months later in Madrid at the age of 94. In 1995, the 104th Congress becomes the first held entirely under Republican control since the Eisenhower era. Thanks to Newt Gingrich and the Contract with America, the Republican Party won majority control of Congress for the first time in 40 years. 2003, the National Society of Film Critics, comprising 55 Americans' top critics, holds its 37th annual meeting of Sardi's Restaurant in New York City on this day in 2003. The Critics' Choice, the director Roman Polanski's wrenching Holocaust drama, The Pianist, is Best Picture of the previous year. In 1964, Bobby Vinton had the ninth top 40 hit of his young career with There, I've Said It Again. Not only was this his third number one single for Vinton in a span of just 18 months, but it was the second after Blue Velvet with a song that was older than many of his fans. Almost 10 years into what we now call the rock and roll era, Bobby Vinton was making records that owed far more to Perry Como than they did to Elvis Presley. And he was absolutely thriving commercially. He had little reason to suspect that a revolution was in the offing. In 1847, Samuel Colt rescues the future of his faltering gun company by winning a contract to provide the U.S. government with 1,000 of his 44 caliber revolvers. And in 1965, on this day, in the State of the Union address, President Lyndon Baines Johnson lays out to Congress a laundry list of legislative needs to achieve the plan for a great society. On the heels of John F. Kennedy's tragic death, Americans had elected Johnson, his vice president, to the presidency by the largest popular vote in the nation's history. Johnson used his mandate to push for improvements he believed would better Americans' quality of life. And finally, in sports on this day, yeah, it's bowl game time, so we got a lot of history from the bowl games. January 4th, 2006, the University of Texas quarterback Vince Young makes an eight-yard touchdown run on fourth down with 19 seconds left in the game, capping one of the best individual performances in college football history while leading his team to a Rose Bowl victory and a national championship title over the University of Southern California. Well, it's arguably not the best performance, because if anybody caught Christian McCaffrey's performance in the Fiesta Bowl this Friday, you saw unbelievable greatness and two records that fell. That is Today in History from History.com for January 4th, 2016. And so we move on from there to talk about other things that are going on in and around Hunterdon County. So along with the good guys, the people that I constantly try and focus on and bring attention to doing great things, we need some help. And Sally Graziano, on December 31st, wrote an article that's asking for that help. Help sought to ID a suspect in Hunterdon lottery ticket theft. So there's a photo of a gentleman, a little heavy set with a t-shirt and hooded sweatshirt, and apparently involved in a lottery ticket theft. Delaware Township Police are seeking the police's help, public's help, in identifying a man wanted in connection with an alleged theft at the Shell gas station at 601 Route 12 in Croton. Several surveillance photos of the suspect were released by the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office on Wednesday. On November 29th, a man entered the gas station and allegedly stole numerous lottery tickets from behind the counter. The man was seen driving a silver-colored sedan. Anyone with information on the man's identity, is asked to call Sergeant Elliot Gray of the Delaware Township Police Department at 609-397-8189. People who want to remain anonymous and eligible for a reward can contact Crime Stoppers. Anonymous tips can be submitted by calling Crime Stoppers at 1-800-321-0010 or by going to crimestoppershunterdon.com or text messages HC tips plus the tip message to 274637. That spells crimes. So text HC tips and the message to the number 274637. Tipsters can always download the free mobile app, Tip Submit, and select Hunterdon County to submit anonymous tips via text message. All tips are anonymous and kept strictly confidential. And I emphasize this other part to this. It never gets written in these articles, but I emphasize this other part to it. I learned this about 2 years ago. The servers, the place where these tips go, is actually in Canada. And it's purposely done. It's purposely put in there. Because by having it go across the nation's borders, it makes it against the law to for our municipalities and our law enforcement has no jurisdiction over the servers that are in Canada. Therefore, it protects against that desire on their part to actually learn the anonymity of the individual that submitted the tip. So it's purposely done that way to protect the tipster, and it's been working just fine. So there you have it. Got some good stuff there. Now we move on to some movie news, I think, is where we're going to go. And it's not your typical movie news. I know a lot of people are out there enjoying Star Wars and the like. But we have some other movies and local movies that might be of interest to you. So a new movie is bringing awareness to concussions. The staff at NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com reported on the 30th that the impact of a concussion has been given more attention thanks to a new movie featuring Will Smith called Concussion. There have been many different types of sports movies, but this is the first to focus on an issue that many athletes face. Concussions are a type of traumatic brain injury caused by a bump or jolt to the head. Concussions can also occur from a fall or a blow to the body that causes the head or brain to move quickly back and forth. According to the Center for Disease Control, it is estimated that 1.6 to 3.8 million sports and recreation-related concussions occur each year in the United States. Concussions can impair a person's cognitive abilities, such as reasoning and remembering, as well as psychological, neurological, and physical health. If you suspect a concussion, it is important to seek medical care immediately with your primary care physician or by going directly to the emergency department. In cases where additional resources are required, Hunterdon Healthcare's Head Smart Concussion Care Program offers a specialized team approach to concussion management by providing concussion evaluation and management, including triage and coordination of services, development of an individual's concussion care plan, and standardized care through our system-wide Hunterdon Concussion Recovery Prescription. Hunterdon Healthcare's Head Smart Program connects families to an extensive list of resources that also include board-certified sports and family medicine physicians, orthopedic services, neurologists, counseling, and psychological testing, including baseline and post-concussion impact testing, physical therapy, including return-to-play programs, return-to-learn program for children and adolescents, assistance with school-based accommodations, vestibular and cognitive therapy. For more information about the concussion therapies and the Head Smart Concussion Program, call them at 908-788-6396. So there was a movie that led to that conversation, but we also have other movies that we'd like to talk to you about. We will get to that in just a few minutes, but first we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Here is that Bobby Vinton tune. We'll be right back.
I love you. There's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamber.com. You know, I talk with my friend Mike every Friday when we're broadcasting, and he does most of the bigger movies, the ones that are in the theaters, the major theaters. But he also focuses on more obscure movies where they might be not in the main cinemaplexes that are out there. And it's hard. You know, I used to live in Evanston and Chicago, and there were these types of movie theaters, and I think there used to be one in Flemington at one time that was a boutique-type theater. And so now we're having a lot more trouble finding those, but yet we do have one, and you may be surprised at where it is. It's in Lambertville. And the January features at the Acme Screening Room in Lambertville. Staff at NJ Advanced Media reports on this. that upcoming programs at the Acme Screening Room, which is at 25 South Union Street, Lambertville. The venue is wheelchair accessible. Subtitles are available with those who are deaf or hard of hearing on films that provide them. Tickets are $6 a member, $8 non-members unless noted. Buy membership and tickets at Acme or online at hyperlink acmescreeningroom.org. For 2016, January, Friday through Sunday, January 1st through 3rd, which we already just passed, it was Comedy Classics of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Friday 7 p.m., Saturday 7 p.m., and Sunday 5. The classic film, inspired to current Broadway hit Spamalot, returns to the big screen for the first time ever in high definition. Could this be the funniest movie ever made by any rational measure of comedy? This medieval romp from the Monty Python troupe certainly belongs in the short list of candidates. The Sum of This Madness is a movie that's beloved by anyone with a pulse and an irreverent sense of humor. English, French, and Latin rated. It's 1 hour and 31 minutes. So we missed that one. But we have other ones here. Let's see what else we have. On January 8th to the 10th is Flowers, Friday 7 and 8:50, Saturday 8:15, and Sunday 5 and 6:50. Flowers won a China Latino Award at Palm Springs International Film Festival, was an official selection of San Sebastian Film Festival, and is Spain's submission to the Foreign Language Film category at 86th Academy Awards. Nogora Aramburo, who is Anna, lives a quiet, unfulfilled life, trapped in a seemingly loveless marriage, until she suddenly starts to receive bouquets of flowers anonymously once a week. Meanwhile, Tere wants nothing more but a grandchild, but her only son, Banyat, and his wife, Lourdes, have other plans. A sudden tragic event jolts all of their lives into a new reality, and flowers start to appear anonymously once again. But this time, instead of passion, they represent an emotional memory. Spanish with English subtitles, and it's not rated. 1 hour and 39 minutes. On Saturday, January 9th, will be Story to Screen, an evening with Austin Bunn, plus Supper Club, compelling true stories on the big screen. Join us and meet Austin Bunn, a filmmaker and screenwriter who has brought several to life in film. He wrote the script for Kill Your Darlings, the true story of a 1944 murder that drew together the great poets of the Beat Generation, Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, and William Burroughs. He also directed and produced Lavender Hill, about one of the few 1970s gay and lesbian communes in the Back to the Land movement, and In the Hollow, a story of girlfriends Claudia Brenner and Rebecca White, who were attacked while hiking in the Appalachian Trail, and Brenner's desperate survival and later transformation into an advocate for hate crime legislation. Lavender Hill and The Hollow will be screened, followed by a Q&A session with Austin Bunn. Judah Charles Bennett, former member of the Lavender Hill Commune, will also be in attendance for Q&A. Kill Your Darlings will be screened at other times during the weekend. Check schedule for showtimes. Program will run 75 minutes, including the question and answer session. Moving on from that is, let's see, Truth on January 15th and 16th. And it's Friday and Saturday, 7 and 9:15 p.m. On the morning of September 9th, 2004, veteran CBS News reporter Mary Mapes, was played by Kate Blanchett, believed she had every reason to feel proud of a broadcast journalism job well done. By the end of the day, Mapes, CBS News, and the venerable CBS News anchor Dan Rather, played by Robert Redford, would be under harsh scrutiny. Told from the perspective of the veteran journalist of the center of the controversy, Truth examines how a news report of national importance was fitted together piece by piece in the newsroom, only to be unraveled by a storm of accusation and criticism. Truth is based on the memoir Truth and Duty, The Press, the President, and The Privilege of Power by Mary Mapes. It's rated R. It's 2 hours and 5 minutes. On Sunday the 17th, MLK weekend, special program, The Other Man, Friday, F.W. de Klerk and the End of Apartheid, plus Meet the Director, Nicholas Rosier, and Supper Club Film plus Director. 5 p.m. film only, 6:45 Acme Presents, in celebration of Martin Luther King Day. It could have been a bloodbath in historic proportions, but instead, one man made the end of apartheid possible. F.W. de Klerk was the last president of apartheid-era South Africa. In less than 4 years, he went from being Mandela's jailer to his vice president. Together, they changed history for the better and may have prevented a civil war. Yet little is known about de Klerk. Through his probing lens, Rosier explores the fascinating political journey and legacy of this complicated figure. It's not rated, a 75-minute film, followed by a discussion with the director, Nicholas Rosier, and a supper club for ticket holders. Saturday and Sunday, January 23rd and 24th, is Yosemite. It's on Saturday, 7 and 8:30, Sunday, 5 and 6:30. It's the fall of 1985 and the intertwining tales of three fifth-grade friends, Chris, Joe, and Ted, unfold in the suburban paradise of Palo Alto as the threat of a mountain lion looms over the community. It's not rated. It's 1 hour and 20 minutes. Tickets are $6 for members, $8 for non-members. On the 22nd is Winterfest event, One Simple Question, plus meet the writer, sailor, Teresa Carey, via Skype. Film writer, 7 p.m., film only, 8:40. An uncertain sailing journey to find an iceberg in the North Atlantic aboard a small sailboat. A couple looking for an adventure challenge themselves to simplify their lives by living aboard a small sailboat. Their quest brings them lessons in the joy of deliberate life, a greater understanding of nature, and a new path in the pursuit of happiness and purpose. The voyage takes them to Maine, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, St. Pierre, not rated. It's 85-minute film, followed by a discussion with the writer and sailor, Teresa Carey, via Skype. And Friday the 29th to the 31st, Oscar-nominated short films, live action, Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday, 5. Tickets, $6 members, $8 non-members. On the 29th, is Oscar-nominated short films, animated, showtimes to be announced, Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So if you'd like to get in on the knowledge of the films that aren't typically on the grand stage during Oscar night, there you have it. They're going to show you the ones that are Oscar-nominated for the short animated films. Sounds pretty cool. All right, well, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. All right, it's time for our Hunting Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Calendar for our five regional high schools. We're in a new year, but we're in the middle of the winter scholastic season. So let's catch you up on what was happening during winter break. So Del Valle had a wrestling match on the 31st against South Plainfield. South Plainfield took it 47-30-18. Hunterdon Central, girls basketball game on the 30th against Columbia. Defeated Columbia 39-24. 33-27 wrestling over North Burlington. And boys basketball, a pretty big margin. 73-54 boys basketball. The Red Devils defeat Hightstown. North Thunderman had a wrestling match on the 30th against Seton Hall Prep. Seton Hall took it 44-31. Boys basketball against Saucon Valley, 72-52. Big win over there. More wrestling against Bridgewater-Raritan on the 30th. Bridgewater-Raritan took it 35-30. Girls basketball, 39-36. Ridgefield Park won that match. South Hunterdon, no events over the week. And Voorhees, girls basketball in Pennington, 47-34 win. Wrestling against West Morris. West Morris took it 39-36. Boys basketball, Morristown wins 50-45. Here is the calendar for the next couple of days. Today is January 4th at 5 p.m. We have a fencing match. Morris Hills will travel to Voorhees, both boys and girls. Winter track, varsity invitational, pole vault, and shot put will take place at Hunterdon Central, and it's at 5:30. On Tuesday, the 5th, we have boys basketball game. South Hunterdon will travel to Plainfield at 3:45. 7 p.m., tip-off is Boundbrook at DelVal. Also at 7 p.m. is North Hunterdon at Hunterdon Central for an inter-county matchup. Bernards will host Voorhees at 7. Boundbrook will be at DelVal at 7. North Plainfields at South Hunterdon at 7 for girls basketball, along with Pingree at Voorhees at 7. Delaware Valley will be at Mount St. Mary Academy at 7. North Hunterdon will host Central. So the boys are at Central, the girls are at North Hunterdon, both facing one another. 3:15, we have bowling. South Hunterdon will be at Watchung Hills. That take place at Stelton Lanes. Franklin will take on the Red Devils. That's at Majestic Lanes, both boys and girls. Fencing, Voorhees is at Ridge at 4. At 4:30, we have North Hunterdon Central at North Hunterdon. And swimming over at Raritan Valley Community College, the Red Devils are home. They take on Mount St. Mary Academy, and that's at 5:15, both boys and girls. The wrestling meet between Hackettstown and DelVal has been changed to the 7th, so it won't take place tomorrow. On Wednesday, we have bowling going on. Central will be at Watchung Hills, 3:15 at Stelton Lanes. Ice hockey, the puck drops at 3:30. It's at Pro Skate. Hunterdon Central will be at Montgomery. The swimming match between North Hunterdon and Phillipsburg has been changed to the 11th. More swimming. Voorhees is at Bernards at 8:15 at Somerset Hills YMCA. Voorhees is at Bernards for girls swimming as well at 8:15. Wrestling, Delaware Valley is at Warren Hills at 7. Hunterdon Central is at Boundbrook at 7. On Thursday the 7th, we have basketball. Immaculata travels to Central at 5:15. Belvedere is at South Hunterdon at 7. Voorhees travels to Boundbrook. Watchung Hills is at North Hunterdon. Delaware Valley is at Somerville. Girls basketball, South Hunterdon is at Belvedere at 7. Somerville at DelVal at 7. North Hunterdon at Watchung Hills at 7. Central's at Immaculata. And the bowling match between Central and Watchung Hills on the 7th has been changed to the 6th, which we already reported. Fencing match, Pingree High School, Voorhees will be there. More fencing. Hunterdon Central travels to Bernards, and they face off at 6:30. Hackettstown will be at DelVal for a wrestling match at 7 p.m. That is the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Sports Scores and Counter for our 5 regional high schools. Please support our local athletes. They love playing for a crowd. They do it because they love their sport. Now, you might be looking for something to do, and back when I was a kid, we had a lake, a frozen lake behind my house, and we could play pickup games of ice hockey anytime we wanted. Not so easy in the towns in our area. There's lakes in certain places, but not necessarily safe and sound, and certainly with the balmy weather, it's not even frozen. So would you like to ice skate? Well, the Flemington Arena is open. Sally Graziano reports that the winter's weather hasn't been frightful so far, but area residents have still found a way to enjoy cold weather sports indoors. They're heading to Flemington Ice Arena, Hunterdon County's only indoor ice rink. The arena operated as Aspen Ice until last year, when it was purchased by two hockey coaches, Paul Cavanaugh and Mike Murphy, and two silent partners. Cavanaugh and the two silent partners still own the rink, with Cavanaugh serving as the general manager. Things were happening on Tuesday afternoon as the public skating session opened at 4. The ticket line was 20 people long and moving quickly as customers paid for ice time and most of them rental skates. For Carol and Paul Hampley of Rennington, it was a family affair, something they could enjoy with their three boys, Dylan 5, Jake 7, and Ryan 9. It gets the kids out of the house because they're going stir crazy, Paul said, and at least this is something we can do with them. As Carol laced up Dylan's skates, she said it was their second trip to the arena. We came last week and enjoyed it, so we're back. They joined 50 or so people already on the ice, including Bonnie Tafira of Flemington, who was there with a 6-year-old Ella and 4-year-old Bennett. This is our first time, Bonnie said, as Bennett grasped one of her arms and the railing along the rink. Ella headed out on her own, grinning ear to ear and gaining speed as she gained confidence. Lots of families were there Tuesday. Pamela Sestito of Flemington had her hands full with her 2-win 5-year-old boys, Vincent and Gabriel, one hanging onto each arm. Youngsters also had the option of using a walker-like device to steady them. 13-year-old Sydney Cox didn't need anyone's help as she twirled, performed arabesques, and her free leg held out behind her and practiced spins. I started skating when I was 8, she said as she took a short break. I stopped for a long time, and now I've kind of just been doing my own thing. It's just the kind of scene Cavanaugh likes to see. We're happy to be here, part of the community, Cavanaugh said on Wednesday. We're glad we can keep something in Flemington. There's not much for kids to do here, and we can be an option. Cavanaugh and his partners are in the process of negotiating to buy the entire sportsplex where the ice rink is located, and that includes the turf field adjacent to the ice. We're looking to renovate the entire turf side and keep it as a multi-use facility, Cavanaugh said. They're hoping that by the time renovations are done, the turf side will be ready to open by late spring or early summer. If we want to build another rink, we could build out into the parking lot, Cavanaugh said. We'll have to see what happens. There's plenty of demand for ice time, which is a great problem to have, Cavanaugh said. We ran through the groups that skate at the arena and an in-house hockey league, travel hockey, competitive figure skating, men's league hockey, and more. There are so many different programs going on, Cavanaugh said. Everybody can find something here to meet their needs. Through January 3rd, there's plenty of opportunity to give the ice a try. So it's talking about all the ice time, but that's beyond us right now. All sorts of activities is sandwiched between the public skating hours, freestyle skating, hockey clinics for a variety of ages, hockey games, and more. For details or more information, visit the arena's website at flemingtonice.com or call them at 908-237-1423. The rink is at 426 Case Boulevard near River Road. It's been over a year, close to it now, since they've taken over. Actually, it's less than that. I think it was April. So it's great to hear that they're doing well, and they're thriving over there. One of the things that we need to have continuing as part of Hunterdon County. Now, in addition to that, we have the opposite side, and that is we reported last week that the Flemington Council had rejected the bid, but the Flemington Council says it still supports the bid despite the no vote. Well, I'm kind of an action speaks louder than words kind of guy, so I'm looking forward to hearing what Emily Cummins has to say here. Ahead of its unanimous vote to reject the Business Improvement District's proposed budget for 2016 Tuesday night, Borough Council explained it still supports the district. We don't want to dissolve the bid. If we wanted to do that, we would, because we can, said Councilwoman Dorothy Fine. Council said its decision to hire administrative resources to consult on restructuring the bid's governance will ensure that big upcoming projects like the branding effort led by the consultant Roger Brooks are handled properly. The firm, which was referred to as experts, quote-unquote, by several council members, was hired for 3 months for a total cost of $5,000 and will look at amending the Business Improvement District's bylaws, establishing a new mission statement, changing the size of the bids board, and creating a more detailed and specific budget, according to Councilwoman Brian Swingle. I think the problems that exist now are too large of a bid board. That's largely dysfunctional. You also have an executive board that has some difficult personalities on it, but also some positive personalities, Swingle said in an interview with the meeting. I think that all of this doesn't bode well for a functioning organization, and often that happens to things that should move relatively fast or expeditiously tend not to. Councilwoman Michelle Oberst agreed, stating that if the bid cooperates with restructuring, it can move forward with its efforts, like its branding project, and a partnership with the council would only make it stronger. Without an approved budget for 2016, the Business Improvement District can continue to operate using its $101,000 surplus from 2015. But Robert Shore, a member of the BID's executive board and former chairman, said little work can be done without a budget. What you saw tonight was a distortion of truth. This is a strong arming, and it's about council getting more control over the BID, Shore said. Council was given every opportunity of recommendation, and everything wasn't met with. Listing the accomplishments of the BID, including the streetscape project and events that drew people downtown, Shore said, people should be celebrating the results of the BID, but instead the enthusiasm has been squelched. That sentiment was also held by several business owners who spoke during the meeting in an attempt to stop the no vote. This group of people working so diligently on the board of the BID, this is our chance, said Market Roost owner Carol Todd. All these people volunteer so much of their time, and BID Executive Director Megan Jones-Holt has got to be the best shot this town has ever had. We can't stop midstream. Additionally, Rosanna DiMarzio, who owns the Grill Shack on Main Street and volunteers with the Business Improvement District, said the BID should be run like a business, and without the organization and its projects, she may decide to leave Flemington. The BID should not be run like a business because it has no customers, said Councilman Joey Novick. That funding comes from the public, and I struggle with putting that amount of money in the hands of folks that sometimes I think have missed the boat on better communication, accountability, and governance. Uncertain of what lies ahead, Shore said he is advising the Business Improvement District to close its offices on Main Street until the board has time to meet and discuss its next steps for 2016. While Swingle said the consultants will begin immediately by meeting with council members on Wednesday. Earlier changes to the budget in November included applying $54,000 of estimated revenue to $220,000 of expected administrative costs, which was originally 63% of a $350,000 budget. Swingle said a new budget would reflect restructuring, and in regard to the BID's few salaried positions, the decision of who's getting paid, how much, should be left up to the Business Improvement District Board. However, I think that the overhead, in order to execute a certain mission, should not be out of line with normal nonprofit funding. It should not be more than 35% of the organization's total budget. Although present at the meeting, Jones-Holt declined to comment. Well, I don't know where we're going with this, quite honestly. It appears that we have, and we've always had, unfortunately, the council versus the BID and the people that represent the BID as two steadfast, very stubborn groups, and they are fighting for control. It's been happening for years. The reason the BID came into being was because we had a similar problem with the Flemington business district prior to the BID. So it's unfortunate that the council is getting their say in constructing the BID. The taxes, or the tax that comes from the businesses, should be run by the businesses. They're the ones that want to have it done. They're the ones that want this to take place. We'll see where this goes, but quite honestly, it looks like we're going to have a lull before we get back on track. And it's unfortunate that we continue to have these persistent perspectives that are causing a slowdown. Now, what really frustrates me, quite honestly, is if you really wanted to get this done, you would throw all these people in a room and not let them go until they've got it all hammered out. But instead, we find some quote-unquote experts to decide to do it, and we lay out $5,000 to let them figure it out.